On this episode of On the Bridge, I'm chatting with Callie Cooper, owner and founder of Well Crew. Hi, Callie.
Hi, Alicia.
Thank you for coming in
Thank
and
you
seeing
for inviting
us.
Me.
So I was just saying that your business is so interesting because it's sort of right at the center of the trendiest topic in super yachts right now. But actually, when I was researching you, something I found so interesting was that you had a successful career with the military before you even started. So tell me, what is Well Crew? How did you come up with the idea of it? And how on earth did you go from your previous career to where you are now?
So I established Well Crew to optimize the health and performance of crew members. So yeah, I've got a strong background in health, in performance, in nutrition, mental well-being. And it really was rooted, I mean, even back from 23 years ago when I left school, I loved psychology and sport. So right. I just kind of followed my passion. And then life experiences and my own challenges with health. You know, I had an autoimmune disease. Gosh. So I was in and out of hospital once a week and having different treatments and different medications, and nothing was working. So that's when I started to look at my own health, and
wow.
I studied nutrition and then advanced diet supplementation. So it's really been an ongoing journey.
Yeah.
Fast forward to that, I took part in a charity challenge. So it was a winter endurance challenge where I climbed the height of Everest on skis. So
that doesn't sound fun.
it was hard. Yes, it was very hard, but it was the best thing I've ever done. So, and that kind of just led me again to the path that I was on. You know, physically, I was in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
Nutritionally, I was fueling my body with everything it needed, but there was something missing. I didn't feel whole. So then I looked into different areas of my life, emotional, spiritual areas that I needed to nurture. So I studied coaching and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And then that led me to kind of progress into working with teams and performing. Obviously, I put together the only women's team on the event. So,
yeah.
And we had to perform in, you know, very unique environment, extreme environment that was led by the military. So that's how I formed my connections with the military. And then 6 years ago, I got introduced into the yachting industry, found it absolutely fascinating. And it was just the conversations that I was having with crew, with captains, with yachting managements, and hearing the challenges. That's when it just kind of all clicked that all my experience, all my knowledge, all my training, I've actually found an industry that this could work.
Yeah.
You know, you do need high performing teams.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite extreme, you know, the long hours, the demands, and all the events that I was going to, I was hearing the challenges, you know, crew retention, mental health.
Yeah.
But yet I wasn't hearing any solutions at that time. So, and I just, that's where Well Crew was born.
Since you've launched Well Crew six or so years ago, and obviously you've been working in the industry, what sort of feedback have you received from maybe captains and yacht managing teams and also the crew that you're working with?
The feedback has been amazing, and I think it speaks volumes in the results that we're having, especially with crew staying together, you know, being loyal to the yacht. And I think it's an industry. Also, what feeds into it, my eldest daughter wants to join the industry. So, and I was looking at that. So obviously that's close to my heart, that this is an industry that she could, you know, get to travel the world. She could meet really interesting people and then have that care that these elite sports athletes and these, you know, military personnel are having to grow professionally and personally. So just hearing the feedback that I was getting the crew, it was making me even more excited that actually, I support my daughter into going into this industry because it really is, you know, an incredible industry. And I think the more that owners and the more that captains are embracing these, you know, the optimization, health and performance package that I offer, these crew, they're learning so much about themselves, you know, their mindset, their behavioral styles. They are optimizing their health. They're getting the latest technologies that, you know, the elite sports teams and the military personnel are using. So to leave, and even when I look, forward when Ava wants to leave the industry, knowing that she's gained the life skills, you know, how to manage stress, how to build resilience, understanding her own mindset.
Yeah, come out with more sort of developmental awareness than she had when she went in. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, I think where even when you're employing staff not on board a yacht, that's something that's so important, right?
Yes.
Because every member of staff, whatever level they are, wants to feel valued and that the company's investing in
yes.
them. And I think historically, a lot of crew go on, the idea of working on a boat is so romantic
yes.
and glamorous. And
yes.
it can be if you're on a great boat with a great owner and a great captain.
Yes.
But I think it is also really hard.
Yes.
And I think you have to have quite thick skin, don't you?
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And I guess then if you're not in a position where you're getting supported the way that you feel you need to be supported, then actually it can have quite a negative effect on
yes.
your confidence or your mental health or anything like that.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's why, you know, I love what I'm doing. I love working in the industry because that feedback that I am getting, that crew are feeling supported, you know, the yachts that take on these packages and these services, that they're having that support. So they're getting to enjoy their
job more.
Yeah. They're getting
but
more fulfillment.
But do you feel, from the people who are booking your services, mm-hmm. I guess you do work maybe directly with some crew, but the people who are employing your services for teams on a super yacht, I guess there's a pressure you have to get results, right?
Yes.
Because if I were a captain and I was bringing someone like you in, I'd be saying, right, this crew need to mesh better.
Yes.
We need to form better systems of teamwork, whatever. And then you have to go away and wave a magic wand to
yes,
get a result
yeah.
because otherwise you're not going to get employed again.
Yes.
So is that quite high pressured? Because you're going into the sort of a bit of unknown.
I think the experience that I've had from my past and working with high performing teams, I know the results, you know, I've seen the results firsthand.
Yeah.
So, and the tools and techniques that we use. So, you know, the mindset and behavioral profile, the psychometric tool, it's, you know, the results speak to itself. You know, when they embrace this psychometric tool, they're going to get that understanding of themselves, that self-awareness, but how to perform in the team, how to be adaptable. You know, that's why the military do use this psychometric
yeah.
tool. That's why the elite sports teams do use it. So I've seen the results.
So you have confidence.
So I have confidence
yeah.
and it works. And then obviously, you know, it's still amazing to hear when I speak to crew afterwards and they're performing better. They're understanding
yeah.
each other. Even communication has improved.
Yeah.
And they're staying on the yachts for longer. I think
yeah.
that's the biggest results that
yeah,
I know.
Definitely. That's a huge thing.
That they're staying together.
So how, as an expert in your field, how do you see the future of sort of well-being in super yachts looking in the next few years?
I believe that the future in the industry is, you know, like I said, that health performance, it's going to become forefront. That's what they're, you know, the captains and owners, and they're going to be prioritizing that because they know that they're going to get the best out of their crew that they can.
Yeah.
So, and to describe, you know, the health and performance optimization package that I offer. So when we look at, you know, we do a full blood work. So then that gets sent to, I partnered with a company called Bionic that look into tailoring supplementation based on the blood results. So then we're looking at nutrition there. And that's another aspect that's really important.
Yeah, hugely.
Hugely important. And even, you know, this season, the crew members that I've been speaking to, the challenges that they're facing is that they haven't got those options on board. You know, the chef is preparing them the food and they're having it. And it's sometimes not nutritionally dense. It's
yeah.
not what their body's needing. With the long hours and the tiredness and the lack of sleep that they're facing, you know, I've seen pictures of the snack cupboard and the crew mess, and they're full of, you know, like those high sugary
yeah.
chocolate things that, of course, they're going to go to.
Yeah.
You know, they need to sustain that energy. So then we would look into things like glucose monitoring.
Right.
So we would track, you know, the spikes of their glucose when they are reaching for those snacks in the cupboard and the effect that's going to have
yeah.
on their health and their stress.
I guess so much of it's education. Right?
It's education,
also,
yes.
Because, again, if the chef is preparing food that they deem appropriate, and then you can go on and say, okay, great, maybe we'll do this 5 days out of the week, but 2 days of the week we'll do something that's like this, because maybe then that supports the crew's nutrition.
Yes.
How great then that everyone is learning, because also younger crew members maybe away from home for the first time, yes, or never really had any education on it, how amazing for them to actually learn what they should be fueling their body with. I mean, I'm 40 and I'm only really just learning, yes, now what suits my body,
yes,
and what makes me feel good. So how is a 20-something-year-old Deki who's, yes, never learned, how are they supposed to understand what would be the best thing to keep them going for 12, 14 hours, you know, working?
Exactly, absolutely. And, you know, the tools and technologies that is there, that they can actually see it, you know, yeah, they can see the effects that it's having on their body. And then as a, you know, as a health coach, that I can go in and I can kind of look at the team and what they're eating, what their nutrition's like, but then also supporting them with Bionic, so this tailored supplementation plan that's developed individually for them.
Right.
So I know that they're going to be getting, you know, the nutrition, even if there's some shortfall with what's available on board.
That's so interesting.
It is. And then also, I mean, I'm wearing it now. So like the first beat data that we collect here. So this is a clinically grade, high accurate ECG based sensor. Right. So this is going to provide the crew, but also for me to work with the crew. So we're going to be looking at...
So what information would you get from that?
So it's all the physiological metrics. So we're going to be looking at stress. We're going to be looking at
which
balance.
Which can be
and
high,
recovery. Exactly. And, you know, there's a certain amount of stress that everyone knows. I mean, I know when I look at my data after this, I'm sure that the stress level is going to be high. But it's good stress. You, yes, know, it's what makes you perform.
Of course.
So, but it's just giving us that picture of, and I can actually get the data of the whole crew.
Right. That's
as a whole,
interesting.
Which is, you know, when you're looking at a team, that's quite amazing to see actually what that yacht, the everything that's going on board, the stress,
yeah,
the lack of recovery, the sleep. So we can look at all of that data. And again, it's personalized. So, and that's what everything that I'm doing, that's what I love, because it is very personalized to each person.
Yeah.
When we look at the glucose monitoring, it's personalized. When we look at the blood testing and the supplementation, it's personalized. And then again, with First Beat Life, we can look at the personalized profile of stress, of recovery.
So you would take that information maybe to the captain or, yes, the owner, whoever's employed your services.
Yes.
Provide the results and say, right, we can see that actually this person, that person, they need this and this.
Yes.
And then you would create a schedule and a profile for that particular person, each one on board, to just to try and improve levels for everybody, particularly those maybe who've shown that there's some results that are more,
yes,
concerning than others.
Yes.
Right.
When we can look at the stress on board, when we can look at how they are sleeping. And yes, we know that, you know, there's going to be the long working hours, it's going to be difficult to get that sleep.
Of course, yeah, it's trying to find that
balance,
isn't it? Yeah.
But then what we would do then is we'd look at, even during the day, how to get that recovery. So with the First Beat Life, what gets sent to me is a graph, so we can look at, it's basically spikes. So it's there's green spikes, which is the recovery, and you would hope that at bedtime you would have the,
yeah,
all green, but that's not obviously the case, you know, if the alarms are going off and, yeah, someone's on watch and things like this. So then what we'd look at is during the day is how to incorporate some of those green spikes during,
right,
the day, some of that recovery during the day.
Okay, so on a basic level, what would you say are the most important elements for achieving the best mental well-being and health on board? And I'm interested especially to talk about combining physical well-being and mental well-being.
Physical and mental well-being, they're both as important as each other. And again, using the technology, we can look at what works best. So in terms of even physical health, what could work best with that crew and how to implement areas and times that they can use that physical health. Again, with the crew members that I speak to, it's finding that time also,
yeah,
that's really hard. And everyone responds differently to different exercises. You know, some crew might like to go and do yoga, or some people might like to find an area on the boat and do some weights. And,
yeah,
so it's just finding those times that, and implementing those kind of routines. So that's really important. And we know that's going to have a knock-on effect to their mental health as well. So it's just really looking at the lifestyle choices on board, where they can introduce some physical activity, where they can introduce some stress management, where they can look at all those aspects of a day, find the right time, we can tailor it to their day, then we can look at the data, we can see what works best for them.
Yeah.
So it really is playing hand in hand, the physical and the mental, you know, well-being. It's just a crucial part to the overall well-being
sure.
of the crew and implementing those holistic approaches as well.
Yeah. So what other tools and technology have you been using or are you thinking of using in the future or have used in the past that you've seen really good results?
So we've got the psychometric tool. So we've got the mindset and behavioural styles that we look into, the unique performance preferences. That's going to help with that awareness. That's going to help with being adaptable and challenging.
So when you say it will help with awareness, you mean sort of a psychometric test as in you sit down and you work out personality types and things like that?
Yeah. So where this is very different from any other psychometric tool that and actually I've used in the past, it does look into the mindset. And we, as we know, mindset drives behaviour.
Yeah.
So having that understanding of your natural preference to your mindset, it's just from a performance, especially sports psychology point of view, it really is an incredible tool. So we know the strengths, weaknesses, areas where you need to take care of, also how to get the best out of you so you can share that with your crew members. So there's right. a page in the profile called the Wriggle Room page. And that's, I mean, even in terms of relationships off board, a lot of my crew members share it with their partners and like, this is how to get the best out of me.
Yeah.
So, and we know that relationships, you know, off board are very important
yeah,
to the
definitely.
Impact on what goes on board as well. So, and then we look at how to build resilience, how to utilize energy, to recycle that energy, the problem solving, decision making. There's so much in-depth knowledge that you're going to gain from this. So that's, in terms of all the tools, that's the first one that I start.
With everybody?
With everybody.
Because that gives you an overview of the person, how they like to learn, be treated,
exactly.
how they're motivated, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the first key area. So then we will look at the first beat life. So we'll get that, the physiological metrics. We'll look at the personal profile of stress and recovery from that individual. That's another key aspect to the program. Then the glucose monitoring. So that's the nutritional side that's taken care of. Having the supplementation, again, that's going to support their nutrition. So as you know, well, crew, I like to, like you, I like to have the data, I like to look at the evidence and provide the solution to the problems that the industry is having. Another aspect that I've been coming across over the years is seasickness.
So they suffer terribly with
yeah, exactly, which lots do actually,
yeah.
which is quite amazing. And, you know, especially with, I would go and do onboard training before transatlantic crossings yeah. and the anxiety that would be there mm-hmm. from the crew members that they knew, you know, I know that I'm going to get seasick. And often, you know, there's days and even a week that some of these crew
it must
members.
Be awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And you know, you can't get off.
And you can't get off.
Yeah.
And then I'd have crew members contact me, you know, just mid season saying I can't perform, you know, I feel awful, I've got seasickness. So again, I was like, right, there needs to be a solution to this. So I've partnered with a company called Sea Level, and this is a VR device, and it cures seasickness in minutes.
Really?
Yeah,
I need
yeah.
this in my life.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. And yeah, to have a device on board that crew know if they get seasickness, that they can just take themselves to the cabin, put this VR device on, and then within minutes it will be gone. And also conversations with captains that have actually had to, you know, change course, go into port because their guests
yeah.
have seasickness. So again, having a device on board that they can say, you know, this is what we've got, this is the solution, so you can get to a, you know,
that's
carry on
incredible.
Enjoying your holiday and enjoying your time on the yacht.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Well Crew, the ultimate goal is to have crew performing at their very best to optimize their health and performance, and then just incorporating a technology that can solve that problem of seasickness.
So if I were a captain or a yacht manager or an owner, because as you say, you've worked with owners also, and I wanted to engage in your services to improve the experience on board, maybe we've had a problem in the past with crew leaving, or maybe I can see that my crew are frustrated or not as happy as they could be. Where would we start? Would we start with the psychometric test and then sort of go forward from there? Do you come on board? Do you see all the crew face to face? How does that process start?
It's very bespoke to the yacht or the fleet of yachts that I work with. So they fly me out and I spend time so I can build a rapport with the crew.
Yeah, I imagine that's quite
important.
Which
is really important. And I can get a really good understanding of the challenges that are on board, speak to the crew individually, and then we can start the process. Then we can start the health and performance optimization program. And then equally online, especially when they've got busy schedules, they don't often know where they are. So then we can start the process then. But the psychometric profiling is always what I would recommend is the first start.
Portable. And how is that administered? Could you do that via Zoom? Could you do it online?
Yes.
Yeah. So you could send that to a boat with 50 crew and say, right, everybody does it. And then you can then basically dissect the results.
Absolutely.
Ready to then go on board.
Absolutely. And it depends on how in depth they want to look at it. So especially if the time schedule is a bit short, so then I can send the profile assessment out to them. Each individual crew member will do the assessment. It will get sent to me, and I can create a team map. So I can look at the overall mindset and behavioural styles of all the team. And then that basically what that would do, it look at their strength, their weaknesses as an overall team. And then we can implement the strategies. Then there's other crew members that have a bit more period of time that they can say, right, individually work with each crew member. And then at the end of it, then we can do the whole teamwork and we can look at how to optimize their performance as a team, as a collective.
But you can make significant changes on a short time basis simply by doing the psychometric testing, maybe looking at certain people who are maybe not in the right position or need more support than others, or just the way that maybe the manager of that department can manage the team in a different way.
Yes.
Without actually even having to go on board.
Yes, absolutely. And it very much is a developmental tool. So there's some of the psychometric tools that are even being used in the industry. I find that the problems with those is they box people off. They label them.
Yeah.
That this is your, obviously they look at the behavioural style, not the mindset, but they look at the behavioural style and they say, this is you. This is who you are. You're a red or a yellow or I've heard animals, kind of thing.
So done a few of those courses.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't great.
No. So this is very different. And this is, sometimes I have to have these conversations with captains or people that have had psychometric profiling done in the past, that this is very different. It's a developmental tool to help individuals and teams adapt. So it's saying this is your natural preference. You can have a contained mindset or a prudent mindset.
Yeah.
But what situations, especially as we know, when you're under pressure, under stress, you can become a bit quite fixed and rigid in that natural mindset of yours. But how do we adapt to look at the other preferences?
Yeah.
So it really does. It's not saying that person shouldn't be in that role because, they're
not
they're
a team player.
Like, right, this is your natural preferences. This is what's going to become easiest to you, what you're naturally going to lead with. But in that situation, that might not tend to work. So we need to flex into the different mindsets, into the different behavioural styles. So, and then as a team, we can then look on the map to see where those blind spots are.
Right.
So, if you've got a very, empathic crew or a very logical crew, and then there's certain areas that they're missing, it's making them aware that, especially when in challenging situations, they might need to change their perspective.
Okay.
They need to look at a whole perspective. They need to look at the four different mindsets, the four different behavioural styles.
Yeah.
So, and that's why it works so well.
So what does the future look like for Well Crew? Are there any sort of initiatives or projects that you've got coming up that are really interesting? And what developments are you sort of thinking about to enable to support crew even further in the future?
I think it's even things like this, Alicia, you know, getting it out there, what Well Crew has to offer, going to, you know, the yacht shows. And, you know, I love to network, I love to meet crew and hear their stories and share what we can do and provide that solution. So it's just having those conversations. And, you know, even by talking to you, even now, however many years in, there's still been some developments. You know, I still partnered with brands that, you know, the technology that is really a game changer. So it's just getting the message out there. That's what we can do. The sea level device, you know, the seasickness, I'm really excited to see the impact that that's going to have on the industry, and to promote that as well.
So it's a bit of a sort of project to just get out there and spread the message and help as many people as possible.
Absolutely. And it, even the, you know, the industry professionals, I'm working more and more now with the companies, the onshore companies that have, you know, they've been hearing from crew, their crew members that they work with, the results that they've been having, and actually saying, can you come into our office and work with my team?
Which is
really great.
Oh, so you're actually now experiencing on board but also ashore, so you're seeing actually it from both angles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer working with the crew, or do you prefer working with the shore companies? What have you sort of found so far? But they're probably very different. It's different problems.
It's working with the individuals, you know, whether what profession they're in or what part of, you know, what they're doing, just seeing the results and then looking at the teams and the results that they can have. So whether it's on board or in an office environment, just having that feedback and seeing the results is...
I guess it's very rewarding to know you've made a difference.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.